From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. After more than a week of fighting and at least 145 dead, Israel and Hamas agreed today to a ceasefire. The Egyptian government took the lead in negotiating that agreement with help from Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
Clinton held talks today not only in Cairo, but also in Jerusalem and Ramallah, and she said the ceasefire was just the start of the process.
Now we have to focus on reaching a durable outcome that promotes regional stability and advances the security, dignity, and legitimate aspirations of Palestinians and Israelis alike.
In a minute, we'll hear reaction from Gaza City, but first, we have NPR's Philip Reeves with Israeli reaction from Jerusalem.
This was a day when peace didn't seem to stand a chance. Israel fired more missiles into Gaza. Gazans fired more rockets into Israel. The death toll rose to above 140, almost all Palestinians. In Israel's biggest city, Tel Aviv, 24 people were injured by a bus bombing. 50 miles away, US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was working the diplomatic channels. Against this violent backdrop, a ceasefire seemed pretty unlikely. Only hours later, though, an agreement was announced in Cairo. And soon afterwards, Israelis were watching their Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, live on TV, saying it's the right thing to do, though he'll use military force again if necessary. What do Israelis make of this? Reuben Hassan, chair of the Political Science Department at Jerusalem's Hebrew University, thinks they'll have a lot of questions, especially about Hamas's ability to keep their side of the deal.
Can it control all of its members? Can it control the other organizations? Will we continue to see shelling into Israel? More than likely for the next day or two. What kind of shelling? How will Israel have to respond to this?
Some Israelis, especially in the south, an area regularly hit by rockets from Gaza, wanted Israel to carry on attacking Hamas. Alon Liel, a former director general of Israel's foreign office, thinks Israelis will generally welcome the ceasefire, but says the reaction in the south will depend on whether it holds.
But if this ceasefire will not hold and collapse in 2-3 weeks, we will see unbelievable anger in the south.
Israelis are also interested in what this means for the neighbours. If the ceasefire succeeds, this could turn out to be an historic moment for post-revolutionary Egypt. Its role as a broker has won it international legitimacy, says Liel.
It must have a very positive effect on the image of Egypt and also on the image of the Muslim Brothers.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Jerusalem.